Skagway officials questioned the investigation into a possible ore spill, and rain triggers more flood warnings for the Taya River. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. Earlier this month, a concerned tugboat captain reported ore dust apparently falling into the Skagway Harbor near the ore terminal. An investigation found that the dust likely resulted from an incident early July 8th. A pan holding copper concentrate was mangled during the startup of the shiploading process. But the investigation concludes that it's very unlikely the ore material found its way into the ocean. Skagway municipal officials, however, don't think that's the whole story. Dave Hunts is president of Mineral Services, the company that operates the ore terminal. At about 3:30 a.m. on July 8th, Mineral Services was getting ready to load copper concentrate from the Yukon's Minto mine onto a ship bound for Asia. Hunts says a dustpan on the bottom of the conveyor caught on a section of the ship loader. He says about 250 pounds of copper concentrate fell onto the hold of the ship.
Whatever, when it got hung up, fell into the open hatch cover. And then in the process of replacing it, which was over the closed hatch cover, there was about 8 5-gallon buckets that we knew of product that was in there that fell to the deck that we shoveled and swept up. So everything was contained. We knew it was there.
The incident was investigated by Mineral Services Safety Coordinator Craig Frankie. In his report, Frankie says about 2 wheelbarrows worth of material were swept up and brought back to the warehouse. It took about 6 hours to clean up the spill and replace the broken equipment. Around 9 a.m., Mineral Services resumed loading about 11,000 tons of copper concentrate onto the ship. Here's Hunts.
I feel we handled it very well. We knew what we were up against. We had the repair parts on hand, dealt with the repairs effectively, sealed it back up.
The potential violator was allowed to self-investigate.
That's Skagway Borough Manager Scott Hahn. Hahn says he would have expected the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, which oversees environmental standards at the ore terminal, to conduct an inspection.
Or at least have a third party or somebody go out there that's not associated with the potential violator to see what they could find out.
Given that DEC is not in Skagway, we do expect the operators to conduct their own investigation. They're on site and can respond in a much more timely manner.
Kara Couchet is with DEC. The big question is whether any of the ore made its way into the water. Hunts says no. He says the damaged dustpan was not over the water, and he's confident that no material fell into the ocean. Mineral Services Inspector Frankie agreed with that conclusion. He says in his report, it's highly unlikely any ore fell into the water. Frankie concludes that what tugboat Captain Mike Korsmo observed was likely airborne dust from the replacement of the damaged pan. But Skagway Mayor Mark Schaefer says he saw evidence that ore material did fall outside of the ship. Schaefer says he visited the site a couple days after the incident and saw ore dust lying on the dock next to the water's edge.
We think that likely something ended up on the dock and therefore in the water as well. And I'm not saying this was large quantities or anything like that, but it's obvious. You can see it.
Borough Manager Hahn wrote an email to DEC last week saying that they failed to do an adequate investigation. He included Schaefer's observations. DEC's Couchet says she had considered the investigation complete until she saw Hahn's email saying ore dust was visible on the dock.
So I emailed Mark this morning asking him to get into contact with me so that I can discuss his observations.
Couchet told KHNS she will pass the information to the DEC Spill Prevention and Response Team. It is uncertain whether DEC will open its own investigation. Hans with Mineral Services says he never saw the ore dust that Schaefer talked about. He says whatever it came from, it wasn't connected to the July 8th incident.
We run a good clean operation here.
Hahn and Schaefer say they hope to bring up the incident in an upcoming meeting between ore terminal stakeholders. DEC's Couche sent a letter requesting a meeting to the municipality, White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad, the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, and Mineral Services. Couche says the meeting is not connected to the July 8th incident. She says it stems from a larger concern about cleaning up the legacy contamination in the ore basin. A planned cleanup of the decades-old contamination stalled last fall when Skagway voters rejected a tidelands lease extension between the municipality and White Pass. Since then, the borough hasn't been able to negotiate access to the ore basin. Couche says the meeting will likely take place August 8th to discuss the roadblocks hindering the cleanup and the plans and time frame in which the remediation will occur. The National Weather Service in Juneau has issued its second flood notice in a week for the Taya River in Skagway. With more rain on the way and already saturated ground, the river is expected to peak at 18 feet. At that level, lower parts of the Chilkoot Trail will become submerged. Hikers and people recreating in that area are urged to use caution. KHNS's Jillian Rogers has more.
The flood watch has been issued for midday Wednesday through Thursday evening for Skagway. Wes Atkins is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Juneau.
This really impacts any kind of hiking on the Chilkoot Trail. So anyone planning a trip on the Chilkoot should be aware that this front is coming in and that trails will be submerged at several points along the trail.
According to the service, 1 to 2 inches of rain, with more at higher elevations, is expected across northern southeast. Moderate flood stage on the Taya is 17 feet. The weekend flooding reached 17.3 feet, according to Atkins.
We're expecting a crest of around 18 feet Wednesday night, and that would put it higher than the last peak, and that was on Friday.
With the expected flooding, sections of the Chilkoot could see knee-deep water associated with the overflow in the surrounding watershed. Boating and other water-based activities on the Taya are discouraged. A flood watch means conditions are favorable for flooding, while a warning means flooding is imminent or already happening. As of Tuesday afternoon, a watch was in effect with a warning likely within 24 hours. Atkins says flooding along the Taya in late summer and early fall is not uncommon.
It's been a relatively flood-free pattern up until the last few days. So the fact that it's coming now, it's not a complete surprise, but yet it's definitely a stark change from conditions in June.
Mike Trunell is the superintendent for the Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park, which manages the U.S. side of the Chilkoot Trail. He says with recent improvements to the trail, it can withstand higher river levels and still remain passable. But still, they're monitoring the rising waters and are prepared to close the route if need be.
When the Taya River is at flood stage, then people are walking through waist-deep water on parts of the Chilkoot Trail. But those parts of the trail, it's not fast-moving water, it's more standing water, so it's more of an inconvenience than a hazard at that level.
As of Tuesday afternoon, the water level was at 15.6 feet. Trunell says once it hits 17, they'll start monitoring the trail closely.
Right, it's lower sections in the valley before you climb out of the Taya Valley, obviously, and it's more during the first several miles of the trail where that occurs.
Trunell says historically, rain for a few days wouldn't cause flooding like this, but the downpour follows many very warm days, which caused an increase in snow and glacier melt from mountains above.
There was a higher starting point when the heavy rains came, and so the river rose rapidly.
KHNS will continue to air updates if conditions worsen. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at cajuns.org.